The sermon text this morning is from today's gospel reading. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Thus far the words of our text. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus, the Christ of God. Amen. Well, lately, or maybe it's just seemed to me be a little bit lately, I don't know, maybe I'm just noticing it here, in this place and that place. I've noticed in Christendom, in the body of Christ, in the earthly body of Christ, the church, that there are folks who have, in some circles, it has become fashionable to deny that one is a Christian. I'm not a Christian. I'm a Jesus follower. Or something like that, that they might say. And I haven't yet quite figured out my own reaction to that, whether I'm kind of miffed at that or whether I think it's kind of silly. I don't know. But I have decided that it's pretty characteristic of human beings to do something like that. It's an attempt to make things not about Christ, but about themselves. You notice how the verbs go and do that. But somebody says, I don't want to be called. I don't want to be known as. I don't want to use that name. I don't want to be identified with ... You know, the perceived abuses of Christianity over the centuries, whatever the case may be. Now, we should note straight away that that is in no way, shape, or form the type of discussion that Jesus is having with his disciples as he talks to them in our text today. And the conversation with the disciples and Simon Peter doesn't go, hey, fellas, what do you want to be known as? And one of them says, well, I'm a Jesus follower. And the other one says, I'm a Carpentarian. And another one says, well, I'm a Messiahist. No. And he doesn't say, what about you, Simon? What do you want to be called? The whole question is revolving around who Jesus is, who he is, what is his person, what is his work. Jesus says, who do the people say, I am? This is all about Jesus, and it's not about us. And after various answers, Jesus asks Simon an important question. Who do you say that I am? You see, it's not about the disciples. It's about the person and work of the Messiah. Just who do we confess Jesus of Nazareth to be? It's about identifying Jesus, and the answer comes back, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. The Christ, that title, carries a lot of freight with it. Jesus of Nazareth is the Messiah. He is the Christ. The Scriptures tells us that in the book of Acts that it was in Antioch that the believers or the brethren first were called Christians. If you look in your Lutheran Self-Study Bible at the notes at the bottom of it on that particular verse that we're looking at this week, Luther writes, on this rock, that is, on me, Christ, I will build Christendom. Just as you and the other disciples are built on it through my Father who is in heaven, who has revealed it to you. Thus Luke says in Acts 11 that the disciples in Antioch were first called Christians, which is why these names have survived, such as Christians, Christendom, Christian faith, and so on. Whoever believes in Christ is built on this rock and will attain eternal salvation, even against the gates of hell. Whoever does not believe in Christ is not built on this rock and must be damned with all the gates of hell. You see, we're wrapping up in the title Christ something very singularly important about who Jesus is. And it's no small thing. When Simon confesses Jesus to be the Christ, he is confessing Jesus to be the Messiah. And everything that is wrapped up with that title, everything that is wrapped up in that. What is all that, you say? Creation, temptation, fall, redemption, All of it. To acknowledge Jesus as the Christ is to acknowledge that we were created by God, that Adam and Eve were tempted by the devil, that Adam and Eve fell, that God promised that He would send a Savior to redeem the entire world. The whole Testament is about everybody looking for that Messiah. We are waiting for that one who will redeem the world. And the whole New Testament is proclaiming we now know who that Messiah is. We now know who the Christ is. The Christ is Jesus of Nazareth. True God and true man who was born of the Virgin Mary, conceived by the Holy Spirit. It is that Christ who lived and died and rose again for us. It's all that we confess in the second article of the Creed. All of it, all wrapped up. I believe that Jesus Christ is my Lord, who has redeemed and purchased me, a lost and condemned sinner, not with gold or silver, but with His holy, precious, innocent suffering and death with His blood, that I may be His own and live under Him in His kingdom forever in righteousness, innocence, and blessedness. This is what we are saying when we say Jesus is the Christ. He has come to repair the rebellion of our first parents. Indeed, along with Christ comes the very reason for His being needed, and that is sin. It is the Christ who shall defeat Satan. So we dare not lose the title Christ. We dare not lose the title Christian. Along with this, Simon Peter, through the revelation of God the Father, confesses that Jesus is the one who was promised to Adam and Eve. Jesus is the one blessing promised to Abraham through whom the entire world would be blessed. Jesus, standing before Peter and all of the disciples, is the Son promised to David who will sit on His throne forever. Now, to what full extent Peter grasped all of this right at this moment, well, that is an open question. And we know that right after this, which will be our gospel reading for next week, is when Jesus says, I must go to Jerusalem. I must suffer many things. I must die and on the third day rise again. And it's the very same Peter who makes this confession today, who looks at Jesus and says, far be it from you that anything like that should happen. So it's still Peter's still wrestling with this. And we'll be after Pentecost that Peter can wrap his mind totally around who Jesus is and what it means to be Christ. So when you, all of us, confess Jesus to be the Christ, we understand that we cannot make this confession without acknowledging original sin. And that Christ was given to us to bear both sin and the penalty for sin. And to destroy the rule of the devil, sin, death, and hell. So we cannot know the blessing of the Messiah without acknowledging our own misery, our own lostness. I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto Thee all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended Thee. This is what we are saying. By what I have done, by what I have left undone. And then we throw ourselves at the foot of the cross, imploring and begging for the mercy of God and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That is what it is to know the Christ. There is no small reason why we take original sin so seriously. Because to understand original sin rightly is to better understand and magnify Christ's benefits, Christ's merits, and the work of the Holy Spirit. A Christian must regard and must recognize sin not only as the actual transgressions that we commit of God's commandments, but also primarily the dreadful inherited disease which has corrupted our entire nature. Original sin is that spigot from which all actual sins flow. So a man or a woman must take their eyes off themselves and understand that they can in no way, shape, or form save themselves. That they are not the driver of the name that they bear, but rather that the name that they bear is owned solely by their Savior, without whom we would be eternally lost. And it is through the Christ that we have obtained access to the Father. It is through Christ that we are reconciled to the Father, that we receive the forgiveness of sins and are comforted by trust in the mercy of God for the sake of the promised Christ. So we, every one of us, in the face of all of our actual sins, in the face of the things that we can bury but still goes through our minds, in the face of all of those things, we must always be sure that for Christ's sake we are accounted righteous and that we have a gracious God in spite of our unworthiness. Blessed is he, says the Scriptures, whose transgression is forgiven. Therefore, we must always, always run back to the promise. This must sustain us in our weakness, and we must firmly believe that we are accounted righteous for the sake of Christ, who is at the right hand of God, and even now intercedes for us. So please, please do not fall for any foolishness of calling yourself this or that. Rather, tell who Jesus is. He is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And to be called a Christian is to identify your God as the true Messiah. He whom we proclaim, and all that is proclaimed, wrapped up in Jesus and in the second article of the creeds. He is our God and our Lord, who was put to death for our trespasses and raised again for our justification. He alone is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Indeed, God has laid on him the iniquity of us all. The purpose of the life and the death and the resurrection is the forgiveness of sins, and to acknowledge Jesus as the Christ is to seek forgiveness from him. Let us never reject the title Christian, for in that title is contained all of the rock upon whom the church is built. Let all who seek the Lord rejoice and proudly bear his name, for he recalls his promises and leads his people forth in joy with shouts of thanksgiving. Alleluia. Amen. And now may that peace which passes all understanding be in your hearts and minds, through the one true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord.